Bianca Dukeshire is a 2013 St. Francis School graduate who's come back from a world tour that has helped her focus on a mission for her life. Her destinations of choice weren't necessarily about having fun. She went to 14 countries and got a good look at the poverty and inequality that still afflict so much of the world, from the Mekong Delta to China, South Africa, and Myanmar. And she's with us this morning. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning.
You were part of a group tour, right? How did that work?
So what it is, it's called Semester at Sea. And what it's all about is basically you're on a ship and you're studying on the ship. You take classes on the ship. It's like a normal college. And you go to all these countries and you have labs. You travel on your own. And you're really learning a lot about what you're learning in the classroom on the ship. And that's what's really important.
The traveling on your own taught you quite a bit, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think if everyone could learn this way, I would really support it because what we learned in the classroom, we took out with us into the world. And it really, like, fed our passion for what we were learning about. It actually made me want to learn. So it was a really good thing.
Inevitably, you saw things that surprised you. What were they?
A lot of poverty in a lot of areas. It was kind of surprising exactly how much we saw in areas that we didn't really expect, like China, Myanmar. It was probably one of the hardest things to see, but also one of the most humbling things to see and learn from and continue to, like, it kind of fed my passion in a way for how much I want to help these people and how much change can really happen in the world and how much needs to happen in the world. And I think that these areas could really benefit from a lot more people trying to help.
So you didn't get discouraged by what you saw is what I'm hearing.
It was a little hard at first to see that, but it also just kind of like fed that passion right away. It kind of like changed my mindset more and made me figure out that this is what I want to do. Like seeing that was really hard, but ultimately I could help them. And that's really something that really changed my mindset. Yeah.
What are some of the moments that kind of stick in your mind from this trip?
I think it's definitely, like, the children, just bonding over, like, little things, like playing games and being out in the street and just, like, human touch. It's amazing just how much they really appreciate that compared to, like, speaking. A lot of these countries, like, we didn't speak the same language, obviously, and it was kind of hard to get on the same level, but, like, just playing games and, like, hugging them, giving them human touch really meant the world to them. And I could see that.
And yet some of these kids you're talking about were kids in what you'd call desperate poverty, right?
Yes, especially in areas like Myanmar, India, Ghana, South Africa. Yeah.
Did it surprise you that people in those kind of conditions can find ways to be happy?
Yes. A lot of the time they were living really simple lives. In Ghana, they were living in clay houses. They didn't have anything in their houses, but they were some of the most positive people I've ever met in my life. We went down to like this beach area in Ghana, and they were honestly some of the most positive people I've ever met. They had such a love for life and such a light in their eyes and just constantly loving each other and talking about each other. It was very positive thinking. And I think that really influenced me.
Where do you think that comes from, Bianca?
It could be from their faith. A lot of these people in Ghana were Christian. It could also be just from that simple way of living. They have nothing, but they see that they don't need it, really. And I think that really affects them compared to, like, maybe the U.S., where we have a lot and we don't always think that way.
When you came back to the U.S., you came back to a world of prosperity, right?
Yeah.
How did it look to you at first?
The culture shock was a lot. Coming from, like, my trip abroad and then going straight into an area like California, that was really hard. I went to visit family, and it was just a different mindset, a completely different way of life, and just a lot of, like, small talk, not always talking about like deeper things, like human connection and just like the real things that are going on in the world.
Did you find yourself impatient with small talk?
Yeah. A lot of the time I find myself like almost craving the deep conversation and really just talking about the things that really matter and the things that we can do to change.
Where do you go from here?
I hope to help others. That's really the main goal, but I really hope to help poverty and help children in poverty in particular. I think that education is really the number one thing that could solve a lot of things in these countries. And I think it's the lack of education that they're really struggling with in a lot of these areas, and that's what's important. So,
don't the kind of problems that you're talking about seem almost hopeless, overwhelming?
A lot of the time it seems that way, but I think the fact that so many people actually want to help, like a lot of nonprofit organizations are trying to fight for certain things that they feel is what is the answer to the impoverished areas, obviously. But I definitely think that having the right mindset and understanding that changing one person's mind is really what's important as compared to changing the world. Like, no one can change the world, obviously. You have to start with the small things and work your way up to that.
So if you kind of keep your focus on what's in front of you.
Exactly, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
It's good to hear that coming from anybody, but from a young person, it sort of makes you think that the future might somehow work out, Bianca.
I hope as many people as possible think that way. So.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Thanks so much
Thank
for coming
Thank you so much. In.
You bet. Bianca Dukeshire is a 2013 St. Francis School grad and current Washington State senior. Her major at Washington State is Human Development with a minor in Global Studies.